The Doyle poll started during Senator Bill Doyle's early days in the legislature, long before any scientific polls were conducted in the state. Senator Bill Doyle, a Republican, began circulating his informal questionnaire 42 years ago to gauge Vermonters' opinions on legislative issues.
I try to choose questions that would be of help to the members of the Vermont General Assembly, for instance. Closing Yankee is an issue. Wind turbines is an issue. Gas tax is an issue. Sweetened beverages is an issue. And I always ask, no matter who the governor is, I just ask whether he's doing a good job or not.
In what has become an annual tradition, about 100 legislators take the survey to their town meetings so people can fill them out if they choose to do so. This year, 13,998 Vermonters from 163 towns and cities responded. This week, Senator Doyle released the results.
It probably reinforces the more or less anti-tax feeling in Vermont. It's a reaffirmation of probably what most legislators know. We're having tough times meeting our budget, trying to build our roads and bridges. And we're sort of taxed out. We had a rainy day fund, but we're pretty much out of that. So we're trying to find money, and the fact that we find more people to tax, that increases the antipathy and the concern.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis says the Doyle poll provides some interesting information.
However, one has to be very careful when interpreting the poll results, to recognize that it's not based on a scientifically drawn sample of Vermonters. So the results do have to be interpreted with caution. And if they confirm what more scientifically based polls show, then one can give more credibility to them.
7 Days is a popular weekly alternative newspaper based in Burlington. Political columnist Paul Heinz feels it's more accurate to refer to Doyle's questionnaire as a survey.
I think what this is showing is probably where more engaged Vermonters stand on the issues.
Heinz notes that while there is a new polling institute in the state, Senator Doyle does pinpoint the most prominent issues.
One advantage that Senator Doyle has when he puts this poll together is that he serves in the legislature, so he has a very good idea of what the salient issues are in any given year. And I think sometimes he does a better job than your average pollster does in Vermont of selecting issues that are going to be the focus of conversation within the legislature.
Middlebury College's Eric Davis found the most intriguing response on the 14-question survey was whether the state's gas tax should be increased to pay for roads and bridges. It was resoundingly rebuffed by voters, with 33% in favor and 56% opposed.
Some reports coming out of the Senate Transportation Committee indicate that they may scale back some of the increases in the gas tax and the method of calculating it that was proposed and passed by the House. So I think substantively the question on the gas tax is probably most interesting.
In a way, this shouldn't be surprising. If someone asks me, do I want to pay more for gas, I'm probably going to say no way.
Paul Heinz agrees that the gas tax response was the most interesting.
What's kind of interesting here is that you've seen folks like Senator Sanders and the governor and members of the legislature in recent months made an issue out of high gas prices. In a way, these politicians are shooting themselves in the foot when they themselves are trying to raise tax prices. So there's a strange disconnect there.
The Doyle poll found that while 42% of respondents felt Governor Peter Shumlin is doing a good job, 33% said no, and 25% were uncertain. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.